All right.
Hi, this is Angelique Mansour, from the company AN Mansour Incorporated. We specialize in the administration of deceased estates, and we also specialize in drafting of wills and other legal services. I would like to, this episode, I'd like to actually talk about law of succession. Now, law of succession actually pertains to the civil part of our law in South Africa. In other words, the private law of private individuals. Now, law of succession, if you can imagine, is the law that prescribes what happens when a person becomes deceased. So it's actually what happens to the estate once they become deceased. And these laws and these rules help to govern the distribution and the liquidation of the estate, and of course, any benefits that need to be paid out to any of the heirs or beneficiaries. So, succession, law of succession is actually divided into two parts. We have testate succession or testate law of succession, which is actually governed by the Wills Act. And we have intestate succession, which is actually governed by legislation called the Intestate Succession Act. So let's just have a quick look at testate succession. This is very simple. Basically, all it is that a person who is deceased has actually left a valid will behind, and in that will, he or she has specified how the estate will be disseminated amongst their living beneficiaries. So it's a very straightforward scenario. Intestate succession, however, is a lot more complex because this normally pertains to when a person has left a will, but that will is no longer valid, or sections thereof that will are no longer valid and fall under intestate and no longer testate. Secondly, if a person actually hasn't left a will at all, then their estate actually is governed and the legal rules of intestate succession will actually apply. So, a law of succession is quite intricate, and we're going to look at testate succession in the next. We're going to look at testate succession on its own in the next episode. So, this is just a brief overview, and I'm going to just read one or two definitions for you. We're going to look at the first definition as law of succession. Law of succession comprises of legal rules that control the transfer of the assets of the deceased that are eligible for distribution to beneficiaries, or also assets of another person over which the deceased had power of disposal. So whatever falls into that person's estate, specifically the assets, is what actually gets distributed to the beneficiaries. And that includes any other assets that form part of that person's estate, whether it was some assets that were left behind in a previous will where the deceased was a actual beneficiary. So those are also, that is also included in that person's estate. We're going to, the next definition we're going to look at is the execution of a will. An execution of the will is where the testator, who is the person that's passed away, or testatrix in the female sense, where other parties comply with all the formalities required to bring a valid will into existence. So when we talk about the execution of a will, we talk about We look at the formalities that are required to ensure that the will is actually valid, first of all, and then second of all, there are certain steps that you have to follow in order for the will to become executed, which means that the duties that are specified within the will become fulfilled. Okay, and the execution of will is normally done between the executor or any agent that assists the executor, and of course, under the management of the Master of the High Court. And then, of course, a heir is a beneficiary who inherits a testator's entire estate, a portion thereof, or the residue thereof. The bequest is known as an inheritance. Okay. So we also have other names for a heir. We call them beneficiaries, we call them legatees. But the bequest, which is what is left behind, or the benefit, what is left behind, is known as an inheritance or a legacy. Okay. And that's it for episode 2. Join me for the next episode soon.